Broken relationships can be very painful. They exist in families, at work, and even at church. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Are untrue words. Words can hurt and pain can last. If you are in a broken relationship and would like to see it healed, here are some suggestions. Waiting for the at-fault person to initiate the healing process is not biblical. If there's a problem, it needs to be resolved, no matter who is at fault, unless the other party doesn't want to. Ask yourself, how do I share in this problem? A pancake has two sides, and so do most broken relationships. Don't expect to change the other person. The only person you can change is you. When accepting an apology from another person, affirm them in your forgiveness. Simply saying, "Oh, it's okay," is not good enough. Pray for healing, and there are books available through Christian bookstores that will aid in the healing process. There won't be any broken relationships in the kingdom of God. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians, comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment, it's fantasy, it's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at
KHNC.
For more information, visit ColoradoRenaissance.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Would you
Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. On Sundays, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program every Sunday, 10 to 1, on 1360KHNC.com, the radio station. And then I also throw that program to America's Freedom Network on Sundays, 11 to 2. So what we do, we throw things. We throw one program here and another program there. In the second hour, I'm going to discuss this matter of something that the United States is not happy with. Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is visiting here over the last weekend, at the end of the week. He's visiting the U.S. He has to return because there is conflict in the killing of these 12 school children in the soccer field. Well, he gets back to Israel, and on Sunday, he's granted powers to devise retaliation against Hezbollah. You don't mess with the king of Israel. You don't mess with the children of Israel. Israel is going to make it into the next century, into the next 1,000 years. The United States, another 9 years, and we're over as a nation. The rise and fall of the Roman Empire, there is an end. There is a time-sensitive end to the United States of America. We are going to go to war with Israel. We are going to persecute the Jewish people like they cannot imagine. After this next president comes in, things are going to escalate with the U.S. and Israel, and not in a good way. Eventually, it's going to be in a very, very unimaginable consequences for what's going to happen to Israel when it makes an agreement with the United States of America. Israel is warned that the Lebanon-based militants have crossed the red lines. Israel's Security Cabinet has authorized Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant to determine the scope of a potential military operation against Hezbollah in Lebanon. Gallant is not really in step with Netanyahu. Gallant is one of these individuals that wants to work out things diplomatically. There's no negotiating with terrorists, with murderers, with those who hate Israel. There's no negotiating. Gallant is that type of an individual. He wants to appease the United States of America. Netanyahu is there to protect the children of the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, the Jewish people, and the nation. During the meeting on Sunday evening, the cabinet agreed to let Netanyahu / Gallant out of there, decide on the manner and timing of the response to Hezbollah's cross-border attacks. Tensions flared up on Saturday after a rocket hit a soccer field in northern Israel in the Golan Heights, killing 12 children. The IDF blamed Hezbollah for the strike, showed photos of the shrapnel, maintained it was a military-made rocket, which was used by pro-Palestinian militants. Hezbollah denied the involvement in the strike. The group has been firing rockets and mortar shells at Israeli positions since October 7th. IDF carried out further airstrikes on southern Lebanon on Sunday. However, there is an expectation of a stronger response from Israel, including a potential ground invasion, given the warnings made by leading politicians over the weekend. Now, on Saturday night or Sunday night, this is out of Hal Turner radio show, after the Sunday night betrayal of Israel by the United States, whose envoy Amos Hochstein allegedly leaked target info to Hezbollah's stalling the planned attack of Israel. So in other words, Israel is just getting ready to attack and respond to the murder of the 12 children. And this ambassador, this envoy, Amos Hochstein, he leaks the target to Hezbollah. And what does Hezbollah do? They bail like cockroaches. So Israel had to hold. Everything was put on hold. But Hezbollah began moving some of their precision-guided missiles immediately. Hezbollah does not want a comprehensive war with Israel. It's too late. There's going to be a comprehensive war. Israel, Netanyahu, I say Benjamin Netanyahu, he will use everything at his disposal to hit Hezbollah and to eliminate them and return the government of Lebanon back to the Lebanese people. Big mistake. You think this is weird? This is like, you can't mess with Benjamin Netanyahu. He's been around too long. He knows that you can never negotiate with Hamas or Hezbollah. You can't. It's impossible. He knows that. And he knows there will be no negotiating like Gallant wants to do. Gallant wants to say, we can do this diplomatically. No, you can't. I'll be back in a few minutes to continue. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
The world has become Hotel California. Down a rabbit hole, you don't know what's going to happen next. Israel is going to up the campaign in Gaza, and now in the West Bank, and in Lebanon. Turkey has just Recep Erdogan, Erdogan has just stated that Turkey is about to get involved. Turkey's going to get involved, all right, but Turkey has to wait. It has to merge onto the scene at the right time. They're not going to merge yet. They have to wait for Russia and Iran. That's going to be next year. Erdogan, you know, people don't realize that Turkey is pretty much in a bad relationship with Greece. And Turkey, some within Turkey, would like to expand Islam into the nation of Greece and take over Greece. But Erdogan, he's warning Israel that he's about ready to join the conflict. Nope. He has to wait. He has to wait for Russia and Iran and some other nations, the old Soviet bloc nations, probably some armies out of the area of Ukraine, possibly even Germany. And then he'll come to attack Israel, but not yet. Israel's war right now is with Lebanon, Hamas in Gaza, the PLO in the West Bank, and soon in Jordan. It's going to escalate. And there's the nations, United States, will not be able to say anything to Benjamin Netanyahu. The king of Israel is under orders from the prophets of God in the Old Testament. He must clear out the terrorists surrounding Israel and within Israel. I don't know if Netanyahu knows the prophecies of Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Amos, Zephaniah. I don't know if he knows about these prophecies. I'm sure he does. But he's the man God has appointed to destroy all of the hater armies, the armies of hatred against that hate Israel, that want genocide the Jewish people and ethnic cleanse the name of Israel from off the earth. And Benjamin Netanyahu, they tried to, Gallant was trying to limit his authority, trying to limit what he could do. And now he's given, along with Gallant, even more powers to do whatever he wants in Lebanon. And that means Israel is going to move armies into southern Lebanon. Another thing is America and the NATO nations, or the nations in Europe, are basically telling Netanyahu, You cannot do anything in Beirut. If there are enemies in Beirut, Netanyahu is going to send these aircraft, F-16s, F-14s. They're going to target these enemies. So any city in Lebanon is a target. This is what Hezbollah has brought to the people of Lebanon. Hamas, all the people dying in the Gaza, compliments of Hamas, all due to Hamas. The suffering in Gaza is a result of Hamas's hatred. The suffering that's going to happen in Lebanon, compliments, a blessing to the Lebanese people from Hezbollah. We want to bless the Lebanese people. We're going to attack Israel. And the people in Jordan, they're going to attack Israel. And in that response, Israel is going to take over all of present-day Jordan. This war is going to escalate. It can't be stopped. It won't be stopped. There's a prophecy in Psalm 83, a detailed prophecy, a complete prophecy, a punishment of peoples, nations surrounding Israel and family members of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that have always attacked and been hostile to the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're seeing a collective punishment, a punishment in a corporate way of these people that have hated Israel and have afflicted Israel for 3,700 years. And God said he's going to reveal to the whole world what happens to these nations that thousands of years ago took the Jewish people, scattered them to other nations, took them as slaves, raped their wives, raped the women, killed the children in the womb, sold them as slaves, just murdered them. All of that hatred toward the Jewish people for 3,700 years. God said in all the, through his prophets, there will come a time when each of these families and each of these nations are going to be punished. And now they are being punished collectively, all at once, by Benjamin Netanyahu. He's the man that the God of Israel has chosen to defeat these enemies. And right next to Benjamin, you have Gallant, who's a, I believe, works on behalf of New Age, or I'm sorry, of global world powers. He wants to work things out diplomatically. Oh, we can negotiate. We can bring in the nations and they can sit and we can work with these people. And Benjamin Netanyahu is not having anything to do with that. You can't. In Israel's war in 1946-7 and 48, you had Ben-Gurion and all these Golda Meir, these individuals, they believed that you could work things out politically, diplomatically. And he became prime minister eventually of Israel. I can't think of his name. I can see his face. I'll think of his name. Don't you worry. I'll think of it. He told these Ben-Gurion and Golda Meir, he told them, you're not going to go negotiate with these people. The only way for Israel to become a nation again is with blood, sweat, and tears. That's it. That's the only way Israel is going to become a nation. You'll never negotiate with these people. They won't negotiate with you. Not the British, not the Arabs, not the French. No one. I can still see his face. I'll think of his name. But he told these people that wanted to work with the French and the British again, they're not going to negotiate with you. It's going to have to be through the blood, the sweat, and the tears of the Jewish people. That's the only way we're going to have a homeland. And it's exactly the same today with Benjamin Netanyahu. You won't negotiate with these people. Everybody is saying we need a Palestinian two-state solution, a Palestinian state, like I stated Friday. No. Most of these Palestinians say, no, we want a one-state solution, one state. No Israel, only the Palestinians, only the Arabs. You're not going to negotiate with them. It's impossible. You know, King Solomon, when the day that he dedicated the temple, he discussed sin in the hearts of the Jewish people, in the hearts of all men. It's called a plague in the heart. In every human being, there is something deep within. It's a plague. It's called sin. And part of that plague is hatred. And that plague in the heart, the hatred of these people that have oppressed the Jewish people for 3,700 years, it's there. It has remained generation to generation. Christ will remove the plague out of the heart of every human being that's living in 1,000 years, but until then, man has a conscience. Well, when you want to commit jihad, you must deaden the conscience. There is a plague in the heart of these terrorists. You can't deal with it. Can't deal with this plague. And they won't stop. So what do? Try to negotiate with them? Work out things diplomatically? No. They want to die destroying the Jewish people. God's going to give them their wishes. They'll die. And they still won't win. Israel is going to exist for another 1,000 years. America won't. Islam, another 10 years, Islam is gone. The Catholic Church, gone. Evangelical Christianity is gone. There are things, many things that are about to end in this next decade or less. All the Christian people that are born again are going to be resurrected in your resurrection bodies. And so this is foolishness to the people that don't know God. But to the people that know God, Jesus Christ lives in us, we have a time when we will no longer be on this earth. We will be with Christ in his millennial kingdom, in the great banquet, in the feast of the Messiah of Israel. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed, for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more. on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on America's Freedom Network, the Present Truth Program. Podcast for the first hour on 1360. I'm sorry. Podcast for the first hour will be on americasfreedomnetwork.com. For hour two, you'll have to go, and you can go to out for hour one and hour two. You can go to the radio site, 1360khnc.com, then to the podcast section. In the studio, we broadcast from our towers, and we also have internet radio. I stream on internet radio daily, Monday through Friday. Now, going back to the plague in the heart of these terrorists, the hatred, we can identify the hatred and the violence. The violence in the Hebrew means Hamas. In the book of Genesis, there was violence in the days of Noah. There will be violence in the days before Christ returns. There will be Hamas. Adequate. Benjamin Netanyahu, he will not be able to take all the hatred out of the heart of the terrorists within Israel and surrounding Israel. He has to, through war, bring about the death of these enemies of Israel. You bring about death, you bring about that plague on those that die. It ends. Israel will always be until Christ comes. There will be always a war against the children of Israel, against the people of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Odd as it may seem, they will bring a punishment to them not just from the nations at war with them, but when they, in the future, a little over a year from now, they're going to sign an agreement with the nation of America. They're going to sign an agreement with I guess I better just mention his name, with Barack Obama. A little over a year from now, maybe 15 months, they're going to sign an agreement with Barack Obama after he's been back in power for many different reasons. Protection, and also mainly Israel is going to say to America, listen, make an agreement with us that you will never invade us, that you don't have ambitions for Israel. And they'll sign an agreement, and then Barack Obama will break that agreement. But when he signs that agreement, it is like the children of Israel, or the, I'm using the old King James, sorry. It's like the present day people of Israel are saying, we want to be protected by man. We don't need to be protected by God. We want to make a covenant with America, who will be the great power in the world, because Russia will no longer exist a little over a year from now. The people will still exist in the nation of Russia, but the Russian armies will be completely destroyed. Russia will have no big, will no longer be a major power in the world. There will only be two major powers, the United States and China. I know I'm dumping a lot on you right now. It's okay. I'm going to continue to visit with you about this in future programs to make it a little more clear. Even though I have 2 hours, I need like four. And minutes. Precious minutes. I think there's a song. What is that song? I think I talked about it last week. Precious moments that we can all share. I don't know. Can't think of the song. I have the tune in my mind. I was thinking of Menachem Begin. Menachem Begin in 1946, 47, 48, when Israel was fighting for its independence. Moshe Dayan, Moshe Dayan and David Ben-Gurion and now I forgot the Golda Meir, some of the other leaders of Israel in 48 and 47, they felt they could negotiate with the French, the English, the Arabs, and maybe even the United States to some degree. Menachem Begin told these people, the only way we're going to win this battle is through blood, sweat, and tears. That's what it's going to cost. It's going to cost the Jewish people lives, hardship, and tears. We can't negotiate with these people. And eventually, in the final 6 months of that war in 1948, all these three that I mentioned, Meir, Ben-Gurion, Moshe Dayan, they agreed wholeheartedly with Menachem Begin, and they went to all-out war against the Arabs and the French and the British. And they, finally, America, we passed the vote. Israel became a nation, 1948, May. Now, also over the weekend, not only did Hezbollah attack and kill these children, but now you have the Houthis in Yemen. They said that they want all of the Arab states and the Muslim states, there's the key right there, Muslim, to unite. And they're going to. They've escalated its campaign against Israel. They're continuing to seize and target merchant ships off the Yemeni coast, continuing to fire long-range ballistic missiles at Israel in the Red Sea port of Eilat, E-I-Eilat, and they slammed a heavy drone into a building last week in Tel Aviv, and the response was their port is still burning. About a week ago, their port there in the the Red Sea is still burning. And they're saying that as long as Israel exists, there will be no peace. It's time to unite Arabs and Muslims, use these opportunities to stand together in the battle to preserve the identity of Islam and Arabism in the face of the challenges and dangers and projects of the great Satan represented by America and Israel. So, Islam and Arabism. Not all the Arabs are on board with Islam. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury, it's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Might have shocked some of you by saying that a little over a year from now, Barry Satoru, the Christian name of Barack Obama, is going to sign an agreement with Israel, a covenant. And hardships to Israel will begin. But I did say that. You see, Kamala Harris is not going to be president. She's going to enjoy her time in the sun here for a short period of time. And you're going to see who she really is. You're going to see what kind of a creature she is. I wonder if she, in my view, has been MK-Ultra'd. I wonder what kind of, what in her background, what secret societies were involved with the family, or that the was the family involved with. You know, these people want it all. They want the world. They want, the world is not enough. They want the moon. They want Jupiter. They want Mercury. They want Mars. They want the universe. One person even wants to be God. And in the future, there will be an individual that will go to Israel and stand in their temple, declare himself to be God. But in the meantime, they want the earth. They want it. They want to have it all. But Christ said that they don't get it all. They get what they're allowed to have by God, and that's it. God says that he makes a sun to rise on the evil and on the good. So they get to enjoy the sun, and so do we. They get to plant and have their crops and harvest, so do we, the good people. Christ said that God the Father sends rain on the just and the unjust. Simple. In the world, you have the just and the unjust, but the unjust don't get it all. The rain must fall on the just as well as on the unjust. With the, going back to the article I was reading, the Houthis, the time of their punishment's coming too. There was a group, a family out of the area of Saudi Arabia that was going to be punished in the Psalm 83 war. It's the Houthis. It's the people, the children of Ishmael that live in that southern region. They're going to get punished. They will be punished. They're going to get punished. They will be punished. They're not going to escape. Benjamin Netanyahu, this is why for the last 2-3 administrations of Netanyahu, America has wanted him out. The Arab nations wanted him out. The Arab nations decided, well, I should say Hamas, the terrorists, decided if they let Netanyahu stay in any longer, he's going to make Israel even more, he's going to strengthen Israel to the point where these nations collectively can't destroy Israel. Oh, they waited too long. They decided on October 7th to begin a campaign against the nation of Israel. Well, they didn't know that October 7th is in the book of Psalms, chapter 83, and that war had to begin to fulfill that prophecy. So they triggered the attack on Israel, and the prophecy is now in motion. And toward the end of the prophecy, the intensity of the war on the those who hate Israel intensifies to the point where all their men will die in battle, and their leaders are going to be extremely punished, which is what Israel has been doing, and that eventually when this begins to conclude, the people of that region are going to realize they've been at war with the God of Israel. They've been at war with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the God of Israel. He's the King of the Jews. And they're going to realize that they've been at war with Yeshua, with the God, the King of the Jews. And the Jewish people are going to get these victories because of their king. And their king has put in the man who is going to get the victories, who is going to win these battles for Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. Are they going to thank him when this is over? Most likely no. What would they do? Oh, they'll probably just tell him goodbye. He's a great man, according to the Bible. He's one of the greatest kings of Israel, according to the Bible. And the whole world is viewing it right now. The great king of Israel, the final great king, Benjamin Netanyahu. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad Joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Boy, can you believe 2 hours? Just like that. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. Podcasts, both hours on 1360khnc.com podcast section, Present Truth site. The first hour will be aired tonight on 1360 AM radio, Northern Colorado, from the Johnstown Studio Towers, 6 to 7. And also, you can stream in 1360khnc.com. Benjamin Netanyahu. I would say that since Israel became a nation in 1948, two of the greats would be Menachem Begin, and the other, the greatest king of Israel in our time, Benjamin Netanyahu. I use the term King of Israel because this is how Christ views it. He is Christ. Benjamin Netanyahu is the King of Israel. We have presidents, prime ministers, leaders, but in the King James, Benjamin Netanyahu would be referred to as the King of Israel. And there's a rebellion, there's a protest in his administration. Why? Because he has resolve and he knows what he's doing. The Jewish people, they don't see what Netanyahu sees. He is clear. These people in these terrorist groups will never stop the war against the Jewish people. Netanyahu knows that you cannot negotiate with them. There is going to be no treaties of any kind, dialogues. Will Benjamin Netanyahu sign the treaty with Barack Obama in over a year, 15 months from now? I don't believe so. I think Benjamin Netanyahu will, like Donald Trump, his political career will end this year. Benjamin Netanyahu's probably not until next year. But for today, have a good evening. Join me tomorrow, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the Present Truth program. I'll still be your host, Rick Rodriguez. Visit tomorrow.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.